You are listening to Martian Gardens, episode 900. That's 900, hour number 2. Contemporary classical and experimental music and whatever else fills the bill here on Martian Gardens. My name is Max, with you every week. I'd like to just read back briefly what we heard at the end of the last hour, because I had to change plans because I ran out of time. So what we started with the last set of the last hour was a whole raft of songs from Langston Hughes, as set by a couple of different artists. First was Eli Sigmeister, and Langston Hughes songs from Music of Eli Sigmeister on CRI, released in 1999. That was performed by the baritone Charles Williams and the Washington Music Ensemble, conducted by Joel Lazar in 1984. And following Eli Sigmeister, we heard Eric Mingus and Ensemble, and selections from a brand new release on Mode Records called The Dream Keeper, songs of Langston Hughes. And what we heard was Weary Blues, which featured Eric Mingus reciting with pianist David Amram. And then The Dream Keeper, which featured, again, Eric Mingus reciting the poem, and then following a kind of smooth jazz ensemble a coda following it. And that was music recorded at Thundering Sky Studio in South Berwick, Maine, in April of 2012. After, we'll hear more in the coming weeks from Langston Hughes' The Dream Keeper from Mode Records. What followed that, you could tell from the crackle of an ancient 78 record, was from the Moses Ash recordings of Langston Hughes. That was a 1945 78 album that came out that on Ash Records. It's available for free on MP3 and I've linked to it. We heard six poems, and that was spoken by Langston Hughes himself. And all the details, including the specific poems, are on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. And what we heard at the end was a different poet, a Polish poet named Vera Wyslicowa, who was 16 years old, celebrating her sweet 16 in the Theresienstadt concentration camp during World War II. It's one of her Holocaust poems. And there were three pieces. First, the poem itself, Sweet 16, as recited by Alexandra Bory. And then two flute comments on the poem itself, Behind the Wall and The Ball, performed by the flutist Jill Drieben. And that was composed in 2003 from by Ruth Lohman, and released by Numa Records in 2011. Ruth Lohman at 80, live at the WSRC, the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis University. And we will continue with our first set for hour number 2. We'll hear from John Cage and John Luther Adams and Stephen Schick. From John Cage, we'll hear two selections from the new release, The Works for Percussion 4, Music for Speaking Percussionist, on Mode Records, performed by Bonnie Whiting, a colleague of Stephen Schick and the Redfish Bluefish Ensemble. Music recorded at Theater A, the University of California at San Diego, in May of 2011. We'll hear A Flower for percussion in this case, and a voice, a voiceless, well, a wordless vocal piece, a flower, and then The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs, which takes its text from James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. And those run about 6.5 minutes. We'll follow after that with John Luther Adams and a percussion piece called Shimmer from a CD, The Mathematics of Resonant Bodies on Cantaloupe Music, released in 2006, performed by Stephen Schick, recorded at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, in 2003. Then from Stephen Schick, we'll hear him perform selections from Kaya Sarayaho's piece called Six Japanese Gardens. We'll hear two of them, Dry Mountain Stream and Stone Bridges, from Stephen Schick's CD on Numa Records called Drumming in the Dark. First, this is two selections from John Cage from the works for Percussion 4, Music for Speaking Percussionist, and this is the percussionist Bonnie Whiting, voice and percussion, John Cage, A Flower, and The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs. The Martian Gardens blog, once again, for complete playlists and details and links, is martiangardens.blog.
Thank you.
Percussion music from Stephen Schick. That was a couple of selections from Kaya Sarajevo's composition called Six Japanese Gardens. We heard Dry Mountain Stream and Stone Bridges, and that comes from Stephen Schick, Solo Percussion Drumming in the Dark, the name of the CD. From Numa Records, released in 2000. Before Stephen Schick, we heard John Luther Adams and Shimmer, and that was from The Mathematics of Resonant Bodies, a CD on Cantaloupe Music from 2006, and that was a percussion once again performed by Stephen Schick, recorded at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, where John Luther Adams resided and taught for many years. I think he's moved on as interior Alaska is melting, and it's too sad to watch. Anyway, before John Luther Adams and Shimmer, we heard from John Cage, starting off as performed on voice and percussion by Bonnie Whiting, who was a colleague of Stephen Schick's in the Redfish Bluefish Ensemble, and she's now on the faculty of the University of Washington. And that was from a Mode Records release from earlier this year, and it took me a little time to get it. There was kind of a delay, but it's here now, The Works for Percussion, Volume 4 on Mode Records, Music for Speaking Percussionist. We heard from John Cage, A Flower, and The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs, which takes its text from James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, Joyce being a frequent author that Cage used for musical settings. We'll move on with the great Anaya Lockwood, who is one of my favorite composers and is a native of New Zealand and taught for several decades at Vassar College. She composed a piece in 2010 called In Our Name, which was commissioned by Thomas Buchner, and it's a protest piece about prisoners in Guantanamo Bay. And this features Thomas Buchner on a baritone with pre-recorded voices by Bill Hart and Bruce Odland, and a cello by Theodore Mook, with Anaya Lockwood providing the original tape, poems of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, and they are Death Poem by Juma al-Dasare of, excuse me, Juno, Juma al-Dasari of Bahrain, The Truth by Imad Abdullah Hassan of Yemen. Is It True by Osama Abu Kabir of Jordan. And this also features a didgeridoo sample used throughout, which comes from Stuart Dempster. We'll follow this with more music featuring the cellist Theodore Mook. We'll hear Annie Gosfield for Roses. Annie Gosfield just turned, must have been 57 years old the other day. Anyway, happy birthday to her. Annie Gosfield for Roses from her CD Burnt Ivory and Loose Wires on Zadik Records from 1998. And we'll hear also Roger Clear, Annie Gosfield's husband, a piece called Woodside Meteor. And we'll end with Laurie Anderson and one of her first known recorded pieces, Time to Go, from 1977. We start with the longest piece, running about 12 minutes, Anaya Lockwood, In Our Name, music from New World Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 900, and this is hour two. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
My blood. Take my death shroud and the remnants of my body. Body. Take photographs of my corpse at the grave, lonely. Send them to the world, to the judges, and to the people of. Conscience, send them to the principal men and the fair-minded, and let them bear the guilty burden before the world of this innocent soul. Let them bear the burden before their children. And before history of this wasted, sinless soul, of this soul which has suffered at the hands of the protectors.
For the world,
judges, conscience, my blood and body.
Brothers, bear the weight. Do not be confused by their wicked schemes. Illusion soar all around this din. And every evening, instead of a bride, they bring you distress and depression. No companion but night to complain about bitter destiny. You have no comrade but night, but night to share in your sadness. Is it true that the grass grows again after rain? Is it true that the flowers will rise up in the spring? Is it true that birds will migrate home again? Is it true that the salmon swim back up their stream? It is true. This is true. These are all miracles. But is it true that one day we'll leave Guantanamo Bay? Is it true that one day we'll go back to our homes? I sail in my dreams. I am dreaming of home, to be with my children, each one a part of me, to be with my wife and the ones I love, to be with my parents, my world's tenderest hearts. I dream to be home, to be free from this cage. But do you hear me, O judge? Do you hear me at all? We are innocent here. We've committed no crime. Set me free. Set us free. If anywhere still, justice and compassion remain in this world.
Diego used to be a guard at the Museum of Modern Art. He was on the night shift. And his job was to go around the museum and tell people to leave. Or as he put it, snap them out of their art trances. People who'd been standing in front of one thing for hours. He would jump in front of them and snap his fingers. And he'd say, "Time to go. Time to go. Time to go." Time to go.
We're winding down Martian Gardens, episode 900, hour 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlist and information. Also, you can always hear all 3-plus hours of Martian Gardens every week at radioforall.net. Once again, that's radioforall.net. Search Martian Gardens. We ended with Anaya Lockwood, In Our Name, from New World Records. Annie Gosfield, Four Roses, from Zadik Records. Roger Clare, that's Woodside Meteor, music on Starkland Records. And we ended with Laurie Anderson, Time to Go, for Diego, which was on Women in Electronic Music, 1977, new music for electronic and recorded media, reissued on New World Records in 2006, the original 1750 Arch LP from 1977. And Hour 3 comes up on radioforall.net. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
For 2 years after Lola Bell's death, I continued to get notifications from a Facebook account I didn't even know she had. One of the things I did to try to remember her was make huge paintings, imagining her 49 days in the Bardo. Most of the paintings were full of wind and noise and chaos and half-remembered songs.
You were there, dressed as a cat. Two French girls in Mexican hats. Never knew you could dance like that. Smoke was whirling, I hear a shout, and that was when the fire broke out. I say, oh, another fire in dreamland. Just another fire.